This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Both supporters and opponents will be on hand when Donald Trump holds a rally tonight at Gillies in the Cedars area, just south of downtown Dallas. The likely Republican nominee is also visiting Texas to raise money, but KERA's Christopher Connolly reports Trump has a hill to climb in our state.
Texas has a long history as a piggy bank for political candidates, both Democrats and Republicans. TCU political scientist Jim Riddlesberger says that's because so few races in the state are competitive.
National Republicans come to Texas, National Democrats come to Texas, because they know that the money bags in Texas are going to be interested more in the outcomes of national campaigns than they are in state campaigns that are largely already predetermined.
Donald Trump is working to get the Republican donor class to open up their wallets, but Riddlesberger says that's tough after Trump has alienated the establishment.
There's some real question as to whether they're going to back the national candidate or instead invest their resources in keeping the Senate and keeping the House, which may in fact be vulnerable if the Trump campaign does not pick up momentum.
Riddlesberger says Trump is at a crucial juncture and he'll need an infusion of cash to build the kind of national organization that can rival Hillary Clinton's.
The problem that Donald Trump has is that he hasn't done any of the investment of time or resources in building any kind of a national grassroots campaign, and at this late date, he faces real challenges in getting that done.
Protests are planned outside Trump's fundraiser and the rally that follows. The Trump campaign struggled to find a venue for tonight's event. Both Irving and Grand Prairie turned him down. After violence at Trump rallies in other cities, the Dallas Police Department practiced riot response yesterday. Videos posted on Twitter by WFAA show officers in riot gear and plumes of tear gas. One rally organizer, Domingo Garcia, says those protesting Trump will stay peaceful.
He's probably the most hated man in America right now. But he has a right to say his hate, and the haters have a right to support their main hater-in-chief.
Garcia says his organization has rented buses to get protesters to the rally. They've been told to wear white and carry only American flags. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.
Street closures begin around 2 this afternoon ahead of the rally. South Lamar between the 1000 block and 1300 block of Bellevue will be closed. Meanwhile, about 10,000 Texas Democrats are expected in San Antonio today for the state Democratic Convention. Speakers include U.S. Representative Philemon Vela of Brownsville. He made national headlines earlier this month for writing an explicit letter to Trump. The convention will run through Saturday. The Oak Cliff Film Festival begins a 4-day run tonight at the Texas Theater and other nearby venues. Our big screen team gets a preview from two of its programmers.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're talking with two of the programmers of this week's Oak Cliff Film Festival. Brock Epstein, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Jason Reimer, thanks for being here.
Thank you, sir.
So let's talk about opening night, which is tonight, and it features a film that's actually about 30 years old. Tell us about Last Night at the Alamo.
Yeah, so Last Night at the Alamo is a 1983-84, depending on when you look at it, movie that came out, shot in Houston by a filmmaker named Eagle Pinnell. And he only made a couple movies early on, but he was kind of discovered really early on by Robert Redford. And now, years and years later, Lewis Black and Richard Linklater have found original prints of the film and have restored them and are now touring around with them. Eagle Pinnell is kind of a legend, a mystical legend of Texas filmmaking, because he's not, like I said, he's not super well known, but his films have this insane legacy.
I was very pleased to see the Texas premiere, or that you're having the Texas premiere, of a film called The Fitz that I'm a big fan of. It's about a young black girl in Cincinnati who's a boxer, is training to be a boxer, and then she starts training with the dance drill team, and suddenly
right.
The dance drill team starts having these strange seizure-like.
Yeah, you're not
incident.
Really sure. What I love about it is that it kind of seeps into the narrative. It doesn't hit you over the head with it. Suddenly these girls start getting sick. It seems like the girls that she kind of admires the most get sick. It's just a really interesting, surreal dance drama.
On Friday, you guys are showing Phantom of Paradise, which is from 1974. It's about a composer who sells his soul so that the woman he loves will play his music, but then that music is stolen by an evil record producer.
Hate it when that happens.
Same old story.
And it's interesting that you're showing it at the Majestic Theater because it, of course, has a close connection with that theater.
Well, yes, you guys may know Phantom of the Paradise was mostly shot there. All the concert scenes were shot there at the Majestic Theater. And I have not been able to find evidence that it was ever screened at the Majestic. So we're really excited to do the screening. We've got Jessica Harper, who's going to be in attendance, the lead actress from the film. And she doesn't travel to screenings very often, but I was like, we're showing this at the Majestic. And she was like, I'm in.
Okay, so Saturday and Sunday, you're showing a short film called Check Surroundings for Safety, and you're not exactly saying where this is going to be.
Yeah.
So Check Surroundings for Safety.
What's up with that?
And how are we supposed to check our surroundings if we don't know where it is?
So as you guys are probably saying, we have an experimental block at the festival every year. We call it Cinema 16, and this film was submitted to us in our Cinema 16 category, and then quickly after looking at it, the filmmakers talked to us and said, well, you know, this film is actually a performance piece, which is live cinema, is how we call it. So what they do is they pick people up in a vehicle that has a rearview mirror camera, and they drive them to a location where they will then watch the 5-minute film. But in the car, on the way from point A to point B, you're a part of a performance which is mimicking the film. So they will be driven from a spot at the Texas Theater on Saturday and taken to a booth that we're building at Spinster Records, also in Oak Cliff. It'll be about a 5-minute ride and a 5-minute film, and it should be really fun. You can sign up at the Texas Theater.
So you can't walk. You have to actually take...
You have to sit in the
car.
You
have to take the ride.
You have to take the car. You can't not walk to get to the theater.
So Dallas.
Yeah.
Barack Epstein, Jason Reimer, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks Chris. Guys.
Festival details at artandseek.org. Heat advisory today with a high of 95 expected. It's 81 in Dallas, 82 in Fort Worth.